tonight. There's a two-team Hard Knocks premiere on HBO, and covering one of those teams is our next guest on the SDCCU Fan Hotline, Eric Williams of Sports Illustrated. Eric, thanks for coming on. First and foremost, congratulations on the new gig.
Hey, thanks for having me, and thanks for that. I appreciate it. It's good to be still covering the league and covering a different team, but covered the NFC West before, covered the Seahawks for a while, so interested in, to learn about this new team and get back to it.
Yeah, well, let's talk a little bit about it. HBO Hard Knocks premieres. It's a favorite across the country. How do you think the team feels doing the show right now?
I think guys are just happy to have the opportunity to play, to be honest. Mm. You know, obviously, how they deal with COVID is going to be front and center, I expect, in this first show, you know, with the social distancing and making sure that the environment is safe and healthy enough. And so we're going to see a lot of that. We've been talking to the players via Zoom calls the last week or so, and they've been talking about and discussing, you know, all the protocols they have to go through before they even enter the building. Obviously, have to test every day. And then really the circus-like tent that they build outside their facility with no walls, so they could kind of have some airflow in there and they can meet as a team. So it sounds like the Rams staff have done a great job of creating an environment that's safe, but, you know, obviously there's a lot of unknowns. And so I'm interested to see, you know, how that shakes out moving forward.
Eric Williams of Sports Illustrated. Sounds good, right, Eric? That has a good ring to it, joining us on the...
You're not wrong, Chris.
Yeah, there you go. Joining us on the SDCCU Fan Hotline here. And, of course, college football, big news comes down today that they're going to postpone football till spring, or at least a couple big conferences are.
Yeah.
NFL's, I know it's a different animal, but I would think that to a certain extent, the chatter among the people in the Rams organization is still one of some uncertainty, is it not?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. I mean, you know, when you're dealing with a situation like this and you see the numbers every day and you have people that are personally affected, you know, that you know, you're going to have some trepidation going to a situation like this. But, you know, it's their job. It's what they get paid to do. They're trying to mitigate risk as much as they can. And I really think football is kind of set up to deal with this type of situation maybe better than other sports. You know, if you grew up playing football, it's very structured and regimented. Guys are used to having rules in place and having authority figures that kind of guide you through that process. Guys are going to protect each other the best they can in terms of, you know, staying out of the clubs, staying out of the casinos, because they know that, you know, they need to hold each other accountable. And then the way that they travel, you know, charter jets that are just have the team only, they're usually separated from other people when they stay in hotels, they go on their own buses, so they're kind of in and out. And then, you know, the NFL has a ridiculous amount of money that they can just throw at it to make sure that they create, again, a safe environment as possible.
Eric, one of my favorite players on that roster is Jalen Ramsey. And, you know, obviously he's coming up on a free agency here. He's been asked about it and, you know, hasn't necessarily liked having to repeat answers to the question. do you think the Rams and Jalen will figure this out?
Yeah, I mean, they made the trade for him, you know, last year. So they obviously put themselves in a situation where Jalen has a lot of leverage, and they understood that. So, yeah, I think you got to get it done one way or another. It's going to be a lot of money. Jalen wants a lot of money. He deserves a lot of money. He's one of the best players in the league. As you mentioned, plays with a chip on his shoulder, plays with a lot of swag. To me, I think it's going to get done. I don't know when it's going to get done, but I think they'll figure it out. I'm more interested in how they're going to use him. You know,
yeah.
In the league, it's been pretty consistent. When you have one of the best corners out there, you kind of just put him on the left side and let him go to work. But it sounds like they're going to move him around a little bit. Maybe he'll move with the best receiver, or sometimes they might put him inside in the slot. They might put him back at safety. And so I think week in, week out, that's going to change based on game plan, and teams are going to have to figure out where he is in the field. Kind of like how the Chargers used Derwin. They're similar athletes. So I'm interested and excited to see how they're going to use them.
SDCCU Fan Hotline, it's Eric Williams from Sports Illustrated joining us here, talking some NFL. Hard Knocks starts tonight, Rams and Chargers, and so we'll start learning a lot more about the Rams. Eric, the Rams are scheduled to play the Sunday night opener this year against the Dallas Cowboys in the new stadium. Give us a little feel for how things are coming along with this new stadium, A, and B, what do you think the odds are that the Rams and the Cowboys actually get a chance to play that game?
I think the odds are pretty good that they get a chance to play, just based on the numbers that have been out there every day. Not a lot of guys have been on the COVID list, you know, when you look at the reportings. The Rams had two players, and I believe both of them have come off and are back on the active roster. So it seems like they're doing a pretty good job league-wide of controlling the environment. If that continues, it seems like they're going to get to the point where they can play games. In terms of the stadium itself, you know, it's ready to go. They've had players out there testing out the turf and kind of walking around the facility. We're going to get a chance to watch the Rams scrimmage, I think, in a couple weeks, so they can have kind of a test run just to see how everything works. So I'm interested to see that. You know, I haven't been in the stadium, I believe, since January. So this would be my first time being in there with a field down and having the Oculus up, which is that 360-degree video board that they've been raving about. You know, it's unfortunate that fans can't go to experience it because of the situation. But, you know, and I imagine Kroenke's going to lose even more money because he's not able to start getting some of that money back with fans showing up. But I would be surprised if they don't play on September 13th.
Now, if I'm not mistaken, Eric, Kevin O'Connell is the offensive coordinator. How are him and Sean McVay going to gonna piece this thing together? Obviously, you get a new offensive coordinator, Sean McVay, one of the better brains we have in the game of football. Mm-hmm. How do they plan to kind of mix this thing together?
Yeah, definitely up and coming. O'Connell is and was a good get for the Rams based on his experience, not only in the league, but in this system. You know this system pretty well. McVay's still going to call the plays. I don't think he's given that up. I think that's one of his strengths as a coach, and it's, you know, one of the primary reasons he got the job to begin with. I think where you're going to see his impact is with Goff, you know, building that relationship and kind of getting Goff to play and how he did a couple of years ago. Obviously, Goff, you know, struggled last year at a career-high 16 interceptions, 10 fumbles, lost 5 of those. So he needs to do a better job of taking care of the football. He needs to get the ball out quick. It's kind of what Phillip went through when they brought Mike McCoy in 2013. It was more, you know, short stuff, get the ball out, don't hold on to it as long. And if there's a guy open in the flat, let him make a play. I think Goff needs to get back to that. And then obviously they need to get back to running the football with some authority. When they did, you know, before Gurley started having the knee issues, they draft Cam Akers in the second round. You know, I like the kid a lot, kid out of Florida State. He's got some juice, very patient runner, but he's got great acceleration through the hole, and I think he'll be a guy that can create explosive plays both in the running game and the pass game. So if they can create balance on offense, get the running game going, and then just get Goff to be a little more comfortable in the pocket and making quicker decisions, maybe they can get that offense going again.
Yeah, that's certainly something a lot of the Rams fans are hoping can be, to see Goff playing like he played a couple years back. Eric, as always, appreciate you coming on once again. Happy to see you over there at Sports Illustrated, and we'll catch up during the season.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me, guys. I appreciate it.
Thank you.